The importance of the small MSP. That's our topic on today's MSP Zone.
You are entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
I've been doing a lot of thinking about the small managed service provider for a number of reasons, which I'll get into shortly. But it occurred to me that as you read the news, you watch the news, you see stuff out on social media about all the cyber attacks happening all around out there. The most recent one, obviously, that Colonial Pipeline. And it is just a big emphasis point. It's a big underline and exclamation point on not just the role and value of managed service providers, but, you know, speaking more broadly, it underscores for me the huge importance of the small MSP. And I'll explain why I'm making such an emphasis on the small MSP. I'm not saying it to the exclusion of the others, but, you know, for more than 20 years, for 30 years, the managed services industry really was born out of the enterprise segment. That's where in the mid, even early mid and all throughout the 90s, let's say, the enterprise dominated. The enterprise focused MSP was supreme. That was no secret. It was because that was the customer base buying managed services at the time. Those were the tools that were available, you know, enterprise class tools. They were the most expensive. Only the large enterprise focused MSPs could afford those. A variety of reasons. We've talked about them a lot here on this program and written about them a lot, you know, over the years. So it's not that we don't care about mid-market and enterprise-focused MSPs. We do. I'm just making a point, which is we've seen everything come from the enterprise market, and then it trickled down into the mid-market sector, and really starting, I would say, early 2000s is when the rest of the large channel segment, right, which I'll call certainly partially mid-market as well, but numerically, right, the dominant market segment of the IT channel that made the switch from break, fix, reactive to proactive managed services was the SMB market, was the small MSP. And that is what has created, not exclusively, but they've been a huge player in why the managed services market globally has taken off the way it has. It's not just that there are so many of them, it's because they generate in the aggregate a lot of money. I mean, that's why you have companies like Datto going public and their ticker symbol is MSP and they sell almost exclusively to MSPs. You know, that's why, right? Because it's a very vibrant, lucrative market. But I want to pay attention to the small MSP because they are so important to the global ecosystem. And we've talked a lot about that last year, right? Especially during the early days and weeks of the pandemic, when we talked a lot about the role of the MSP. And little did we know then. I mean, we were talking to MSPs, we were hearing from them, but you know, we didn't go to conferences. So it was you know, kind of like the old fashioned network where we had to rely on old school lines of communication to keep tabs of one another. And we now know that there was just a massive undertaking that took place. A lot of it, not exclusively, not all of it, but a lot of it happened at the smaller end of the market, right? Serviced or propelled, fueled, if you want to call it, by the small MSP. And small MSPs don't get articles written about them. They don't, you know, have a lot of the attention that the larger MSPs tend to get, right? It's not always true, but largely it is true, I think. And so I was like, just thinking to myself, what would a world be like without the small MSP? We actually, I think, did a podcast I think I may have written an article about what the world would look like without managed service providers in general. But, you know, what would the world look like without the small MSP? And it's not a pretty picture at all. Not just what the MSPs did during the pandemic, but what the small MSPs did during the pandemic before and what they're doing now is nothing short of miraculous in terms of the role that they play in literally standing between the cyber criminals and their customers. And the role that the small MSP plays that is largely overlooked and not talked about a lot is so critical to our global economy that it would not be a pretty picture, again, if the small MSP were to suddenly vanish overnight. It would not be good at all. One of the reasons, I think we all know this, that the small MSP is so vital to the economy, to the global cybersecurity posture of these customers they serve, is because these smaller customers generally don't have full-time IT departments. A lot of them don't have IT departments at all. They may have one person. They may have two people. They're probably good people. We're not saying, you know, anything bad about these individuals or organizations, but it's not like they have access to tools. It's not like they have, you know, a big staff that they can rely on. It's not like they have constant access to training. It's not like they have enough hours in the day to do not only the baseline management, repair, you know, upkeep, patching, you know, help desk, you know, supporting their users, things like that. On top of that, then there's the security monitoring, security management, threat assessments, risk assessments, all the things that should be performed with any type of, you know, connected network device. Most small organizations don't have a clue. They don't have the resources, even if they did have the clue. And hence you have the vital role of the MSP in stepping in and augmenting that small or non-existent IT department and giving them the skills, resources, the tools, the body count, the ability to be in a connected world, to do the things that they do as an organization, whatever that may be, and to do so with some measure of confidence that they can withstand, you know, a lot of threats thrown at them. That is, I think, a really good summary of one of the biggest roles and benefits of the small MSP today on planet Earth. I think that if you support your small MSP, you support small business, which is in of itself a virtue. I think it's a good thing. But I think beyond that, if you support small MSPs, you also support strong cybersecurity downstream through the organizations that the MSP supports. Not just the organizations, but their users as well. And I think that but for this small MSP, many of those organizations not only wouldn't have, you know, any effective IT management to speak of, but they would be largely adrift when it comes to any knowledge or awareness of cybersecurity threats or how to secure themselves against those threats. That, by and large, comes from this small MSP. We spend a lot of attention, time on talking about upstream mid-market enterprise opportunities, and I don't deny that they exist, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't pay attention to them, but I think that it's a really good thing from time to time to remember the vast number of largely unknown, largely unwritten about, untalked about MSPs out there doing work day in and day out. And no one really gives them any credit. And I think that that's not right. And for whatever it's worth, I hope this podcast is a shout out to all of those MSPs out there who toil, you know, day and night, weekends, you know, checking tickets late at night when you're off, you're supposed to be enjoying family time or, you know, doing whatever you're doing. It's that type of work ethic that I know and I see firsthand and have seen firsthand for 21 years now being in this industry. You guys are the lifeblood of this global economy. You keep it together. You help secure it. And you are recognized. And I think there's a lot of people out there who do appreciate what you guys do. So that was kind of my short and sweet message for today, is just remember the small MSP. Remember what role they play. Remember that without them, it would be a very different and not a good different world that we live in. And that continued support, continued appreciation of the small managed service provider organization is so vital to the ongoing economy, security, and safety of a lot of industries worldwide. There's just no way that they could do it without them. So until next time, this is Charles Weaver with the MSP Zone.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.